This podcast contains live music from Michael Franti and Spearhead. The band allows fans to freely tape and record their shows and to trade them amongst themselves. No commercially available material will be played on this podcast.
Thanks for having us.
We want freedom of speech. But we all talking at the same time. Say we want peace, but nobody wants to change their own mind. And so it goes on and on and on and on and on for 1,000 years. 1,000 years, I say. Goes on and on and on and on and on. The language are your tears, are your tears. Everybody wants to live the life of kings and queens. But nobody wants to stay and plow the fields. Everybody wants to tell their neighbors how to live. But nobody wants to listen to how they feel. So it goes on and on and on and on and on for 1,000 years. 1,000 years, I say. Let me hear you sing. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. The language are your tears. Put your hands together now. But what I got to say now is love enough, yeah, love enough, yeah, love enough. Or can you love some more? Is it love enough, yeah, love enough, yeah, love enough? Or can you love some more? Is it love enough, yeah, love enough, yeah, love enough? Or can you love some more? Is it love enough,
yeah,
you love enough,
yeah,
you love enough? Or tell me. Can you love some more? It goes on and on, and on and on and on. For 1,000 years, I say. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. The language are your tears. We want freedom of speech. We all talking at the same time. We say we want peace, but nobody wants to change their own mind. Goes on and on and on and on and on. Let me hear you. So it goes on and on and on and on and on. Little louder now. So it goes on and on and on and on and on. So it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it goes. And it goes on and on for 1,000 years, I say. And it goes on and on and on and on. What language are your tears? Are your tears? But what I got to say right now is love enough, yeah, love enough,
yeah,
love enough. Or can you love some more? Is your love enough?
Yeah.
Love enough.
Yeah.
You love enough. Can you love some more? Is your love enough?
Yeah.
You love enough.
Yeah.
You love enough. Can you love some more? Is your love enough?
Yeah.
You love enough.
Yeah.
Put your hands in the air and make some noise. Do you laugh in? What language do you cry in? What language do you make love in? Pray to the above in? What language do you dance in? Make romance in? What language are your fears? What language are your tears? Language are your tears.
Thanks, Joe. Welcome to Podcast for the Peaceful, a weekly podcast dedicated to live music of Michael Franti and Spearhead. I'm your host, Matt Ziegler. People know me as the Sparkles on the message boards at stayhuman.org and spearheadvibrations.com. And I also run the Spearhead website, www.loveisdeshit.com, which is a fan site dedicated to preserving live recordings of this band, Michael Franti and Spearhead. I wanted to do a little something different with tonight's podcast. I wanted to look at themes within Spearhead music and Michael's work, but I also wanted to kind of use music to heighten or accentuate my thought process in this matter. Being a Grateful Dead fan, I kind of got into the habit of letting music somehow be a narrative for my thought processes and spiritual journeys. The first song we heard tonight was Is Love Enough, and that came from this summer's Big Summer Classic, that one in Troy, New York, compliments of Mr. Versace's Private Stash. And one of the things that I love about that song is towards the end, Michael says, what language do you cry in? What language do you die in? And that kind of brings me to today's theme. Language is something that's so important in today's society, and also it is a very prevalent theme throughout Michael's work. And so I wanted to kind of try and explore that a little bit today. In today's society, somehow the words we use can convey a lot of meaning, and in fact we're seeing that, you know, wars are authorized on a few words, and a few words can change people's opinions in a broad sense. But we also see how a few words can affect us personally. Some things I read on the internet, people write to each other that they would never maybe say in person. That words can be things that can be really used to hurt. And words and language and how that thought process kind of comes together is the subject of tonight's podcast. I spoke a little bit earlier about how words can really be used to hurt people, and this is something that is a theme that I personally notice in the music of Michael Franti and Spearhead. This next song is Language of Violence, and this is back from the Disposable Heroes days, and this is some wonderful stuff with Charlie Hunter sitting in on amazing guitar and bass simultaneously. This is from one of the only circulating Disposable Heroes shows, from the Other Side radio show, from August of 1992. This is Language of Violence.
School was always the hardest, the first day of school, the hallways the darkest like a gauntlet. The voice is haunted, walking in with his thin skin, lower chin. He knew the names that they were taunting with: faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Although he never had sex in his 15 years. And when they harassed him, it was for a reason. And when they provoked him, it became open season. For the fox and the hunter, the sparks and the thunder that push the boy under, then pillage and plunder. It kinda makes me wonder how one can hurt another. But dehumanizing the victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. Words can reduce a person to an object, something more easy to hate, an inanimate entity, completely disposable, no problem to obliterate. But death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. But death is the silence in this cycle of violence. Death is the silence. It's tough to be young, we long to be tougher. When we pick on someone else, it might make us feel rougher. Abused by the fathers, but that was at home though. So to prove to each other that they were not homos. The exclamation of the phobic fury. Executioner, judge, and jury. The mob mentality, individuality was nowhere. Dignity forgotten at the bottom of a dumb old dare and a numb cold stare. On the way home, it was back to name calling. 10 against 1, they had us back up against the wall. And they reveled in the laughter as they surrounded him. But it wasn't a game when they up jumped and grounded him. They picked up the bats with their muscles straining. And they decided they were gonna beat this fella's brain. And with an awful, powerful, showerful, an owl full of violence, inflict the strictest brutality and dominance. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They ran like cowards and left the boy bleeding in a pool of red. Till all tears were shed and his eyes quietly slid into the back of his head. Dead. But death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. But death is the silence in the cycle of violence. Death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. His parents are gone, and his grandmother had raised him. She was mad, she had no form of retaliation. The pack didn't have to worry about being on a hit list, but the thing they never thought about was that there was a witness to the senseless crime. Right place, wrong time. Tried as an adult, one of them was gonna do a hard time. First day of prison was always the hardest. The first day of prison, the hallways the darkest like a gauntlet. The voice is haunted, faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Words he used before had a new meaning in here. As a group of men in front of him laughing came near. For the first time in his life, the young bully felt fear. He never been on this side of the name calling. 5 against 1, they had us back up against the wall. And he had never questioned his own sexuality. But this group of men didn't hesitate their reality with an awful, powerful, showerful, an owl full of violence, a fickest, trickest, brutality, and dominance. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They took what they wanted and then just left him bleeding in the corner. The giant reduced to Jack Horner. But dehumanizing the victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. The power of words, don't take it for granted. When you hear a man ranting, don't just read the lips. We'll be more sublime than this. Put everything in context. Is this a tale of rough justice in a land where there's no justice at all? Who is really the victim? Or are we all the cause and victim of it all? Death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. When death is the silence in this cycle of violence, death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops.
That was Language of Violence by the Disposable Heroes. Wonderful, wonderful stuff there. I picked that song because Michael uses language and specifically the language of violence as a theme, and that violence is something that we all understand, regardless of what, you know, quote unquote language we speak or understand, that violence has a vocabulary all its own, and that song kind of illustrates that. So I wanted to go from kind of one extreme, language of violence there and mean-spirited things we can say, to the other extreme, that language is also something that we can use to communicate great love and passion for each other. And this next song is Minutes All I Need. This one's from Jazz Fest, from 2004, wonderful, nice recording. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. And I picked this particular song because I wanted to just kind of remind each other that, you know, it doesn't take very long to put a few words together, to tell other people how we feel, and to kind of mend bridges where we can. This is Minutes All I Need.
Minutes all I need. Say these things to you. I'm here, then I disappear from view. It's true. You don't ever come to me in the middle of the night no more. You don't ever see my eyes. Hold me tight no more. No sleep can bring me solitude from the pain we put each other through. But I couldn't stop the way I think and feel for you. Yeah, I say 1 minute's all I need. Say these things to you. I'm here, then I disappear from view. It's true. I love you like the desert loves the rain. I love you like alcohol loves pain. I love you like the morning loves the sun. And I love you like one and one loves making one. I love you like the street life loves the night. Love you like lovers sometimes love to fight. Love you like hot oil loves to burn. And I love you like making love loves taking turns. So 1 minute's all I need. Say these things to you. Then I disappear from view. It's true. And I say, don't forget me when I'm gone. Oh no. Don't you let me be gone too long. And I say, say, minutes all I need. from view. It's true. Sure.
That was Minutes All I Need, a wonderful version from Jazz Fest 2004 down in New Orleans. I wanted to play this next song, one, because I love this song and can't hear it enough, but two, I also wanted to play it because there's a lot of things going on in this next song, which is Water Pistol Man. And the thing I like about this song is there's a lovely line in there where he says, my friend Billy told me, sometimes it takes a child a moment to learn what it takes an adult a lifetime to know, or something to that effect. And then he says, my son proved his words. And I want, that's something that's always struck me as pretty profound, in that sometimes things we personally struggle with, other people can pick up on and not have to go through the struggle. And the words we use and the things can be obstacles to us, cannot be to other people. The song's also got a little bit about personal responsibility, I kind of feel. And I thought that would be a good theme to bring out too, because we are responsible for ourselves, we are responsible for the world's words we use, and that those can have great consequence in our lives. And I thought that this would be a good song to squeeze into my theme of language, and hopefully it's not so transparent that I just want to hear Water Pistol Man again. This particular version coming from November 2002 at the Coach House in Santa Barbara. This is Water Pistol Man.
Girls dressed in black, they all look so lonely. And contraceptives don't get used by the horny. You can't find the key to the door in your building, but are you still winning? The responsibility becomes an afterthought when one remembers the things that they should have bought. There's no pretending that you forgot. Nah. Must everything in life have political ramifications? Even taking kids on vacation or having a simple operation. Ah, but my friend Billy told me that sometimes it takes a grown man a long time to learn just what it takes a child a night to learn. And my son proved his words. What a pistol man, full of ammunition, squirting out fires on the worldwide mission. But did you ever think to stop and squirt the flowers in your own backyard? What a pistol man, full of ammunition, squirting out fires on the worldwide mission. But did you ever think to stop and squirt the flowers in your own backyard? Kevin, give me a sense, man. choice on the keys, yeah.
What a pistol man, full of ammunition, squirting out fires on a worldwide mission. Did you ever think to stop and squirt the flowers in your own backyard? What a pistol man, full of ammunition, squirting out fires on a worldwide mission. But did you ever think to stop and squirt your flowers in your own backyard?
Man, I love that song so much. Oh, God, and Carl sounds so good doing those background vocals. Just Carl Jung, God, what a guy, amazing. And the great Kevin Choice on keyboards, sounding really, really pretty smooth there. Like that a lot, happy to share that with you. That was from November 26, 2001, I believe. And that was the Coach House in Santa Barbara, that's Matt Chalet. From E-Tree Seed, wonderful, wonderful recording, available on archive.org. One of, I would say, an under-downloaded show for certainly. People should go pick that up. So I feel like that song's, a lot of ways it's about, pregnancy and taking responsibility, but, I think the whole, responsibility thing carries over, you know, maybe ever so loosely into my language theme, and I was trying to get at that we had a responsibility to our words. And one of the reasons I did this podcast also is I've been in situations where I've lately have seen people who love each other a lot use words to hurt each other. And sometimes just out of the emotion and anger of a moment, but also when sometimes the words that are chosen to use last longer than the argument. And so when we use words, it's best to choose them wisely, I guess I want to say. I could not do a show about words and language without the quintessential words and language piece, I think, from Spearhead, maybe, besides Speaking in Tongues, which I can't find a live recording of. This would be Skin on the Drum. Michael always talks about speaking directly from our heart, and that's something I think we all need to do, because when we speak from our heart, the words that we use become clarified or become more clear, and other people get to really understand what we're trying to say. So without me saying any more, this is Skin on the Drum.
I was born botanical, soul of an animal. Deep beneath the layers, I sink my roots. No need for mechanical, I come strictly organical. When I need to feast, I look to the east, that's why I'm never scared of the beast. Even though they try to prey upon me, I'm protected by the one, always greater than me. So now I reveal to thee, because you want to see the contour of my mystery, the strength of my arches, and the color of my conscience, and the way that I process my diction. Some fact, some fiction, some mystery and some future fantasy. I'm the trunk that holds the branches, the leaves that do the dances. My flowers, romantic. My love, gigantic. From Africa, transplanted transatlantic. In the heat of the sun, I bring shade for everyone, like the beat on the one. I'm the skin on the drum.
Come on!
I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. But now I'm fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire, so you can fire one. Fire one, fire two,
See, I've been fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire, so you can fire one.
Fire one! Fire two!
See, I've been fully marinated. And now I'm ready for the fire. See, I'm beginning to perspire. From deep within to the skin, yo, the feminine and the masculine. The pieces of the puzzle. See me, reflections in the puddle. After the storm, the purple of the sky brings to mind another time when we resided below the waterline. Life was fine there, human, divine. But in the years following, evil men came swallowing everything in sight. Some learned to run, some stayed to fight. I kneeled at the tomb of the soldier, said I would love to behold her. The magic in store there. She touched me on the shoulder. She said, in time, all is revealed. A box of light, be unsealed. Now listen to me, son. Be like the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. But now I'm fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire, so you can fire one.
Fire one! Fire two!
See, I've been fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire, so you can fire one. And as all the smoke clears, and the police and the protesters go home, and the sting of pepper spray remains on my lips, just as the morning dewdrops are the teardrops of the night, my emotions are always there for you and will never leave you dry. Bless.
So that was Skin on the Drum, good stuff, recorded at July 11th, 2003 at the Jazz Cafe in London. Shout out to Andrew Brown, Freaky and Free, for that wonderful recording. Those were epic shows, and those are some great, great, great Spearhead music, and I think everybody should go to archive.org and go download those things right now. This next song I wanted to play because when we do speak from our hearts, there's nothing we cannot do. This next song is Closer to the Sky, and it has themes of what happens when we shut ourselves down and build walls around ourselves, and when we don't, in fact, speak from the heart. So I wanted to play this as a reminder, and it's also just a wonderful, beautiful version of this song. This is Closer to the Sky.
I first wrote the lyrics to this song when I visited Cuba for the first time. And while I was in Cuba, it seemed like everything that was going on in Cuba was directly opposite of what I had been told living in America that Cuba was going to be like. And it was almost as if people in the US government didn't want me to go to Cuba because I might like it. Now we have this thing called the Homeland Security Department, which is basically like a Gestapo agency where we're supposed to spy on our neighbors, report any suspicious activities, all under the guise of creating safety and security in the homeland. I don't know about you, but I feel safe when I have a warm meal and my friends around me a lot more than when I have a metal detector around me. have this thing called the Department of War. I say that we should stand up and say, we want a Department of Peace. I'm so very happy just to be here. I'm so glad I'm finally in a space with you. People say that we should never do this, but they don't wanna know the truth. You can try to build a fortress in your mind. Try to stack up on your things so high. Yeah, you can try to climb away from this life, but it will only bring you closer to the sky. People say that you should never come here. Something bad is only gonna happen to you. Better stay inside where we can see you. If you don't, we'll make sure that you're feeling blue. You can try to build a fortress in your mind, and try to stack up on your things so high. Yeah, you can try to climb away from this life, but it will only bring you closer to the sky. To the sky. I say, some people think that life is worth living for tomorrow. Some people think that life is worth living for yesterday. Some people think that life is worth nothing but sorrow. Some people think that life is worth living day by day. Mikey, come on. You can try to build a fortress in your mind. Try to stack up all your things so high. You can try, you can try to climb away from this life. Build a fortress in this country. Try to stack up all our things so high. We can try, we can try to climb away from this world, but it will only bring us closer to the sky. You feel no pain. One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. So hit me with music. Come on, hit me with music. One more time, hit me with music. Mikey, take us to the bridge. Come on, give me that guitar, man. Try to build a fortress in your mind. Try to stack up all our things so high. Yeah, we can try, we can try to climb away from this life. It will only bring us closer to the sky. Y'all, give it up for Mike.
That was Closer to the Sky from October 6, 2002. Wonderful version of that song. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. This next song I wanted to throw out there, it was a request by someone on the message board. Just to remind everybody that while we all have different opinions, and that is the things that make us wonderful and diverse, and how much being diverse is a good thing, and that we may not always agree with the opinions and words other people use, but on a basic level we have to tolerate them. And so this next song is Tolerance by request.
A child is born and a mama's torn about the life that it's bound to live. A sun and moon and a modest home is all they ask in the Lord to give. Politics and big events, they never seem to notice the little guy. So make a plan or simply hold a hand. but don't ever be a passerby. Tolerance or violence, and the whole world goes to war. Is one enough, or is one too many, before we say no more? Could you ever love a pot of gold? Could you ever love another lonely soul? And could you ever find love that was oceans wide? Could you ever find love in another stranger's eyes? Or give a little tolerance. We need you more and more. So lend a hand, or simply hold a friend that's in need of a life support. And draw a picture, or share a whisper, any way that you can rise above. Near, who is gonna volunteer, yeah, to be the last one to die for love? Tolerance or violence, and the whole world goes to war. Is one enough, or is one too many, before we say no more, no more, no more, no more? Thanks, y'all.
That was Tolerance, that particular version from October 28th, 2004. Wanted just to play that to remind each other to love each other, because that's what it's all about. This next track I wanted to play, it's a quick one, but it's one that somehow in my head squeezes into this theme. This is Home, and this particular version is from Dan Pope's Seed of the Fillmore show. This was from the Stay Human release party, I believe, from June 15th, 2001. This is Home, and I wanted to play this, one, because I love this song, but two, just to remind each other to be good and to be there for each other, and there's nothing like that unconditional commitment to love each other, to help heal any of the bad words that we sometimes can say to each other.
If you are hungry, I will bake some bread for you. And if you are worried, I will hold your head for you. And if you can't sleep at night, I will screen your dreams for you. And if you feel uptight, I will make everything alright for you. But if the key don't work, you can knock on the door. The key don't work, you can knock on the door. The key don't work, you can knock on the door. No matter how far away you seem, I am
always here at home.
Thanks, y'all.
Short but sweet. I can't get enough of that song. And happy to share it with you folks. Wanted to thank everybody for listening to our third podcast, a podcast for the peaceful. What's kind of been going on with us and with the band here. Michael's been out touring, and he's been touring around with his movie, I Know I'm Not Alone, doing various screenings around the country and playing a short little acoustic set and doing some question and answer. If you get a chance, definitely go check out the movie. You can find information about that at iknowimnotalone.org. Wonderful, wonderful film, and I urge everybody to check it out. We've been trying to get the podcast here going out on iTunes. So far, that's been so unsuccessful because of some copyright issues, they say, but they won't elaborate. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what that is and figure out the proper language that needs to be used. Nice how we kind of tie that in. The band's going to be doing some Harvest Ball shows here at the Fillmore coming up November 25th through 27th, I believe. Three nights worth of shows should be great. I think we're going to be able to make at least two of those. So definitely looking forward to that. And it looks like they're going to be on Jam Cruise early part of next year. Wish I could be part of that, but unfortunately, my other real job calls. So I wanted to close off this podcast here with, a song of hope and to just remind ourselves what it's all about here. And this is a wonderful version of Love Invincible from the Grass Valley show at, June 1st, 2001. Good show. I'm sorry, June 1st, 2002. One of the best Spearhead shows ever by far. This is Love Invincible. Have a wonderful night. Love you. Peace.
And this is a song. Go ahead, Dave. I want to dedicate this song to my wife, Tara, who's here tonight, and our son, Ade, who's also here tonight. It's like all relationships. We have our ups and downs. But my love for her is invincible. My soul, when I start to lose control, when I get irrational, when I start to get too high, you see me come floating by. I say, touch me in the morning sun, when I feel impossible. Touch me in the morning sun, show me what is possible. Touch me in the morning sun, when I feel impossible. Show me what is possible. Teach me love invincible. Teach me love invincible. Teach me love invincible. Teach me love invincible. Yeah.
I need a helping hand. When I lose my head, it's 'cause it's always buried in the sand. But when I get stuck on myself, feeling sorry for myself, will you help me grab a hold and please don't patronize my soul? When I start to lose control, when I get irrational, when I start to get too high, you see me come floating by. I say, touch me in the morning sun, when I feel impossible, show me what is possible, teach me love invincible. Touch me in the morning sun, when I feel impossible, show me what is possible, teach me love invincible. Away the sand. And when you get stuck on yourself, feeling sorry for yourself, I will help you grab a hold and I won't patronize your soul. When you start to lose control, when you get irrational, when you start to get too high, I see you come floating by. I say, touches with the morning sun, when I feel impossible, show me what is possible, teach me love invincible. Touch me in the morning sun, when I feel impossible, show me what is possible. Come on, miners, give me some drums.
When we start to get too high, you see us come floating by. I say, touch us with the morning sun, when we feel impossible, show us what is possible, teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun, when we feel impossible, show us what is possible. And when we're down, we need a helping hand. And when we lose our heads, it's cause they're always buried in the sand. And when we get stuck on ourselves, feeling sorry for ourselves, will you help us grab a hold? Please don't patronize our souls. When we start to lose control, when we get irrational, when we start to get too high, you see us come floating by. Say, touch us with the morning sun. When we feel it's possible, show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun. When we feel it's possible, show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun. Show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun. In the morning sun. In the morning sun. How you feeling, y'all? Buried in the sand. But when we get stuck on ourselves, feeling sorry for ourselves, will you help us grab a hold? Please don't patronize our souls. When we start to lose control, when we get irrational, when we start to get too high, you see us come floating by. I say, touch us with the morning sun. When we feel impossible, show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun. When we feel impossible, show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun. When we feel impossible, touch us with the morning sun. Show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Hold us, love invincible. Share us, love invincible. Be us, love invincible. Help us, love invincible. Share us, love invincible. Breathe us, love invincible. Help us, love invincible. Touch us, love invincible. Be us, love invincible. Help us, love invincible. Share us, love invincible. Be us, love invincible. Sing it, love invincible. Hold us,
love invincible.
Be us,
invincible.
And touch us,
love invincible.
We need you,
love invincible.
We want you,
love invincible.
We can feel you,
love invincible.
We're gonna be you,
love invincible.
Yes, we need you,
love invincible.
No, we want you,
love invincible.
Teach us love invincible. Teach us love
invincible. Teach us love invincible. Love invincible. Love invincible. Love invincible. Love invincible.
Last time.
Love invincible.
Sing it loud. Thanks, y'all. Thank you for having us up here. It's really fun for all of us. One more time. Kevin Choice on the keys. Dave Shule on the guitar. Manas Etienne on the djembe.
Oh, what do you call that one?
Djembe?
Yeah.
Carl Young on the flute. Radioactive on the beatbox.
Give it up for the big man that takes a big stand. Grass Valley, Michael Franti, give it up.
Peace, y'all.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments about this podcast, feel free to drop us an email at podcast@loveisdashit.com, loveisdashit.com. Sorry about the swear, but that is the domain name. Hope you all enjoyed it. Keep listening, and we'll keep putting them out.